Bill O'Reilly here, Wednesday, July 8th, 2020. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. The NYPD releases staggering crime increases for the month of June. Florida sets a deadline to reopen schools. The USA withdraws from the World Health Organization. CNN publishes a list of everyday racist phrases that we can't say anymore. Also ahead, what would Ben Franklin think of Colin Kaepernick? But first, the New York City Police Department releasing official crime stats for June. Murders up 30%, car theft up 50%, burglaries 118%, gun violence, that means shooting, 130%. Mayor de Blasio confirming $1 billion in funding taken away from the police and used for, quote, broadband internet access in public housing. The mayor, of course, directly responsible for Americans dying on the streets of New York. Florida's education commissioner saying the state's public schools must open when the academic year begins in August. Florida requiring a five-day work week, calling the schools necessary for children's nutrition, socialization, counseling, and education. Social distancing guidelines will be in place for all Florida pupils and teachers. The Trump administration officially leaving the World Health Organization, that's part of the UN. The White House citing the group's close ties to China and its handling of the global pandemic. The WHO praised Beijing's response to COVID back in January, thanking them for containing the disease before it spread to other countries. That, of course, was false and a colossal mistake for the world. CNN being mocked after publishing a list of commonly used racist phrases to be avoided by all Americans. Terms include peanut gallery, blacklist, grandfathered, and cakewalk. The channel also asking home buyers to avoid the expression master bedroom when searching for a new house. They should use the term primary room instead. And to think that some watch these loons? In a moment, Colin Kaepernick trashes America on the 4th. What would Ben Franklin say? Right back.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day, Colin Kaepernick and Benjamin Franklin. You know Kaepernick. He's the former San Francisco 49er quarterback who started the kneeling trend during the national anthem. He lost his job in San Francisco, some say for bad play, others for politics, and he has continued to be an activist. On the 4th of July, Colin Kaepernick said terrible things about America, basically dividing the country into black and white, saying, we are not going to support your independence holiday. And that was pretty bad. Now, I was thinking about Benjamin Franklin because he had a similar situation with his son, William. Did you know that Franklin, one of the biggest patriots, of course, in American history, had a close relationship with William until the Revolutionary War broke out? William Franklin sided with the king and was appointed the governor of New Jersey. Meantime, his father, Benjamin Franklin, went to France and did everything he could to have the king overthrown by the American patriots. He wrote, quote, "Nothing has ever hurt me so much as to find myself deserted by my only son." So Benjamin Franklin took this very hard. The two men before the Revolutionary War worked together, and as I said, were close. But then, when the war started, it was all over. But why? But why? Why couldn't Benjamin Franklin and William Franklin come together after the colonies defeated the British crown? It was because of loyalty. Benjamin Franklin valued loyalty above all other attributes. Loyalty to family, to country. And he couldn't get past the fact that his own son betrayed, in his opinion, the struggle for independence. So Benjamin Franklin left nothing to his son in his will, stating he would have no fortune or property had Britain won the war. In fact, Benjamin Franklin would have been hanged. Now, Colin Kaepernick. I'm not going to criticize Kaepernick for his opinion, his political opinion. He's entitled to that. I think he's wrong. I think he would get slaughtered in a debate with me. I've heard the man talk. He doesn't have much of a frame of reference. He's coming at it from a very emotional point of view. Colin Kaepernick believes his country is evil, even though he has prospered and he has made a name for himself, so much so that Disney has hired him to develop entertainment. And some believe he'll be back in the National Football League, which he should be. I don't think Colin Kaepernick should be banished. But if I'm a general manager, I know if I hire this guy, at least half of my fan base is going to be furious. Because Americans do value loyalty. You can dissent from your country. You can want to make it better. That's a good thing. But trashing it? So Franklin would disown Colin Kaepernick, no question. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve the message by actually writing it. For more news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com and check with us with our Stand Up for Your Country campaign. Very important. In a moment, something you might not know. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know about space intruders. In July 1947, a rancher in New Mexico discovered mysterious debris on his property just outside the town of Roswell. The farmer found metal, strings, glass, heavy rope, and silver paper scattered across his fields. Officials from a nearby military base insisted the material was from an unmanned weather balloon, but the locals didn't really buy that. Some folks thought the shiny objects were remnants of a crashed alien spacecraft, and tens of thousands of people descended on the village. One newspaper ran the headline, "Flying Saucer Captured on Ranch in Roswell Region." More than 70 years later, federal government issued a report claiming the debris was actually from a secret spy mission, codename Project Mogul. The military apparently was testing new types of aircraft to surveil the Soviet Union at the start of the Cold War. Despite that explanation, alien-obsessed tourists still flock to Roswell each year. Conspiracy theorists maintain that an alien spacecraft was found and its occupants captured. The Army covered up the crash, holding the space people hostage for medical experiments. The alleged events have been depicted in more than 25 movies, hundreds of books, and a series of TV programs. Today, Roswell boasts dozens of extraterrestrial-inspired restaurants, shops, museums, even haunted houses, generating millions for the local economy. Each night, tour guides offer, quote, alien walks for those hoping to make contact with visitors from beyond. To me, all I have to do is watch CNN, and I make contact with visitors from beyond. And here's something else you might not know. The United States military routinely releases videos of unidentified flying objects caught by cameras aboard fighter jets. A recent incident in April shows one pilot claiming, quote, I can see a whole fleet of them. In 2019, Americans reported more than 7,000 sightings of UFOs, and the most incidents were in New Mexico, of course. Back after this.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.